back, and we are waiting to track down Tim Alexander, our third hour special host, and also Sheriff Page. And, of course, Sheriff Page is often a guest on the Neutral Medical, on John Moore show, and he's going to be, I think, more commonly popping in here because he's got a wide range of information that correlates. Now, I just want to summarize some of the things that that Sheriff Dan Page mentioned. Firstly, the war in Yugoslavia was a war over mineral rights. The United Nations has taken over under-oceanic and under-continental mineral rights, including water rights and all the waterways on the planet. They already, quote, had them deeded over to them by the nations that are collaborating on what we call world government. So that means every government, whether it's communist, capitalist, socialist, whatever, has handed over mineral rights. One of the last nations to do so was Yugoslavia. It's my guess that some of the nations that are not collaborating in terms of total mineral right transfer are nations like Syria, nations like North Korea, nations like Iran. Just the same way they're not integrated with the whole banking system that's controlled by the Sabbatean Satanists, as well as, of course, they're controlled ultimately by the Jesuits and the Vatican. People don't know the connection between those, but I'm highlighting to show that. Sheriff Page, it's good to have you on the program.
How are you doing today, sir?
Good, good. We're going to try to track down our usual host. He must have something that's really taken him out of schedule. Usually he's like a dog at dinner time. I've never seen a dog like my co-host, Tim, and well, we call him the Tim, he has a couple of things that are quite funny. And sometimes he'll pontificate or get real slow and deliberate. But he always has excellent information in dealing with military and technology and geopolitical analysis. We started talking about last week a bunch of issues, and we have time for a full show. And we'll keep working to track down Tim to see what happened.
Okay.
The couple of different points you pulled out that were really important to people grasp is, number one, we are a constitutional republic that's had our constitution suspended since the 1930s. Number two, the international transfer by all nations, whether they're capitalist, corporate, run, we call fascist, if you want to call it, corporatist, or if they're socialist or communist, they've all transferred their underground water and mineral resources to the United Nations. That includes all waterways. Even the underoceanic minerals, such as methane hydrates, is 3,000 times more energy than all the coal and oil on the planet that's at least known. That's not talking about the bathyllus of oil underneath the Earth's crust in the tectonic regions of the planet, are transferred over to the UN. So we have a de facto world government. Its arms are the secret agencies like the CIA, NSA, British intelligence, and there was a conceived, what we call, over-agency back in the 1930s in Nazi Germany, which was called the Omega Project. George Bush Sr. finished the Omega Project with the headquarters in America in Colorado underground. And people don't understand, this was a direct transplantation with the collaboration of the Vatican, with Operation Paperclip, to bring literally the intelligence agencies of Nazi Germany to be the seed stock for the OAS and eventually the CIA and the NSA. And these agencies literally run the world. In fact, we had a coup d'etat of the American government by the CIA working with LBJ in collaboration with Assad to get nuclear materials and in collaboration with the bankers to literally make America the golem after World War II to literally control the world economy. And I'd like to kind of expand on this, because one of the issues you brought out, which is most people don't know this, is that Yugoslavia and the invasion and the cutting up of the nation of Yugoslavia was primarily because Milosevic and the Yugoslav government was not handing over the mineral resources to the UN.
That's exactly right.
Let's kind of cover some of these things, because a lot of people think world government's not coming. I had a discussion in Hour 1 with our Carrot Bars team, Jim Deal, and he, of course, has gone to Christian ministry and a ministry school. One of the things that I say to people that is, you know, that they should grasp this is going to a ministry school is going to slant your viewpoint so that you're not going to necessarily be open to what I call the full action of evidence and logic. And when you don't believe in it, in what I call a correct dispensationalism, not rather than an incorrect one, you think that we're not heading toward a cataclysm of world economies, the mark of the beast, or world government. It's already here. It's just not fully declared yet. So can you expand on? I want you to expand on that, because a lot of people think, well, it's not happening. We're not moving to the mark of the beast. We're not going to have a cashless system. We don't have world government. Hogwash. It's already here.
I think that the majority of Americans, Dr. Bill, are in deniability. It's not that the facts are not there, because they can see that.
Yeah, go ahead. think we lost her. I think we lost our connection with Sheriff Dan. So let's reconnect. Yeah, it's not that the facts aren't there. I can fill it in for a moment. What I see happening is ultimately the intellect and the emotions.
It was all about minerals. It had nothing to do with ethnic cleansing.
Right, okay. So let's fill in what I find, the reason why people stay in darkness in terms of their intellect or their emotion is because their spirit has been told lies. In other words, They're spiritually covered by darkness. And that's why, of course, all the witches and warlocks that run the world, the Sabbatean, Satanistic, Talmudic, so-called Jews, and they're not Jew because the word Jew means praiser in ancient Hebrew, and people like Hillary Clinton, who's the highest level Masonic witch in the Western world, and there are also what we call light and dark, we call it white and dark, we call Masonic organizations. Some of them will claim that they're doing good, but in fact their version is a white version of evil because it's their particular version of what they want as a New World Order. That's why we have to be very careful of people like Donald Trump, who's also I support, but I want him to be controlled so he does godly moves in terms of surrounding himself with the right people that are not part of the globalist mess.
You're absolutely correct. By the way, I don't want to interrupt you, but we're having severe thunderstorms right here right now. So if I lose you, it's going to be because of the severe weather that we're having here right now.
We'll just reconnect here, too. Okay. That might be why we can't connect with Tim Alexander, too, because I'm getting it. Yeah, that's... Oh, okay. Just a second here.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim, you're calling my phone here. This looks like a totally different number, Tim. Should I give that to our board ops?
Say what now?
Yeah, we're trying to call you, and I guess we're not getting you on the regular line. Did your phone go down?
Yeah, what happened is it's dead. They put a new Wi-Fi router in, but... I have a new cell phone. Let me give you this number.
Uh-huh.
It's the one I just called you on.
I got it. You don't need to tell me. I have the number. And okay. I will send it over to the studio so they'll contact you. So that's why we couldn't get you, because your number was changed.
My landline number is the same. It's just, I don't know what happened. It's dead for some reason.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe we're going to say something today that the evil side, the minions of darkness, don't want said today because we have the synergism between yourself and Sheriff Dan Page. So the studio will contact you and have you on air in just a moment. It's another reason why you probably should have Skype, too, so we have other backups. Okay, so you heard that, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, the powers of darkness know, and I'd like to start off with a little prayer. Dear Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of truth, the God of knowledge, and the God of all love, let us shamar here and do God's will today. May the truth come out and may it empower people's spirits first so their intellect and their emotions will respond positively. Because unless we re-ring your spirit with the spirit of truth from the sum of all evil and is opposing it, and the sum of all good, which is our Most High God, is going to give the truth to the people today. Because unless we speak spirit truth, their minds cannot see beyond the darkness, and their emotions will not respond appropriately to the dangers that are coming. So let's continue. I think what people don't understand here, and this is where people get into what we call dispensationalism, or they get into fear-mongering or whatever. Every issue that we present, we're going to present you with a solution. So, Dan, tell us more about what you see as globalism right now and how close are we to what I call the end of days. I really see we are currently in what I call the birth pangs right now, and we're moving very quickly toward a period where the abomination that desolates, which is a peace treaty that will set up a Palestinian state, which is an abomination, and the setting up of a blood sacrifice at the Springs of Gihon, which is below the Eastern Gate, plus a globalist move toward a cashless world system, is just around the corner. And the passing of treaty obligations for all the water rights, mineral rights, and under oceanic rights to the United Nations is just another sign we're one step closer with the TPP and the TTIP to a total world government coming out and taking its mask off and presenting itself, its ugly face to the world, where nations are just trade zones in a world complex.
Well, I tell you, you've touched on several things here, but let me give you the Reader's Digest version of what I think is going to happen in the next 6 to 18 months.
Right.
You're going to start to see a strong economic pains, challenges. If you notice, they're already starting to attack the traditional retirement system. They're starting to cut those back now. So the federal government needs lots of money to continue their socialism. you're going to have a roller coaster effect on the stock market. It's going to go up and go down, then it will go down and it will stay down. Now, that said, the United States military is developing, Dr. Bill, a new form of identification to get away from the traditional dog tags, as we all know. And what that and there are two things going on right now with that. One is where they have a tattooed-based ID system that the body provides the electricity for its use. And the second one is an RFID chip that can be inserted into you actually through a syringe. It's much smaller than the original one that came out with about the size of a grain of rice.
Right.
Now this tattoo, I think, is going to be the winner. And the reason I say that is look at all the young people under 30 getting tattoos. So to them, it's just going to be another tattoo system.
Yeah, it can also be an infrared tattoo. It doesn't have to be one that's visible either.
You're exactly right.
Yeah,
now this thing is going to be brought in because of Alzheimer's disease, identity theft, and everything.
And Islamic terror. So they want enough Islamic terror. And again, remember, 5% of Muslims will do terror. 50% plus believe in Sharia law. In fact, when they did a recent survey that I saw on Fox News, 100% of Muslims in America believe that we should have Sharia over the U.S. Constitution. That means we are not compatible with Islam in any way, shape, or form, moderate Islam, light, or any form of Islam. Islam does not mix with Western culture.
Oh, it does not.
Guys, I think that's totally true. Islam doesn't mix with Western culture. But if you step way back from the forest, what's happening, way back from the trees, look at the forest. Why do all of a sudden we have 5 million Muslims, mostly men of military age, in Europe, and more in North America, Australia, and so forth, all with the support of the governments in power, with a couple exceptions? Hungary, they just had a race in Austria where the anti-austerity, anti-immigrant guy was 3 points ahead when they counted the votes. But then they counted the stored overseas ballots, and guess what? The globalist guy, he won by maybe 10,000 or so votes. In other words, they stole it. I knew they were going to do that.
Right.
People in Europe, I mean, there was a 60,000 strong rally in Brussels, clashing over austerity fascism. People in Europe are really ahead of us here, but they are fed up with this globalist nonsense, with all the influx, the virtual invasion of Europe by millions of Muslims, and this is done deliberately. It's done, one, to attack European civilization, history, culture, Christian religion, but it's also done to set us up for a major war, a third world war, a clash of civilizations between Christian and Muslim. It's a setup,
right.
And it continues on.
Yeah, I believe that we're going to see that setup take off this year, because I think before Obama leaves office, he's going to make a big thrust to have a treaty where he set up a Palestinian state and allow the Jews to start a blood sacrifice. And the problem is that is the abomination that desolates. You're not allowed to give territory away to what we call satanic religious organization, even though they're Middle Eastern. A lot of people say, well, only we need a two-state solution. That's not a solution. That will guarantee the whole place will blow up. And we had a caller yesterday who called in and made some of the comments suggesting, you know, that really what we should do is kind of have a dialogue and have some peace. You're not going to get peace between these two groups. You got two bad guys here. You got bad Islam, and then the high-level Muslims that are also Masons that are tied in Islam are basically under the control and associated with the world government and the Jesuits. And on the other hand, you have the globalists pushing on their other side, so they control both sides of the dialectic. We're heading toward a catastrophe here, and people like Obama are energizing it. They're giving weapons to ISIS at the same time they criticize Sunni and Shiite Islam being at war. So this
don't
is
don't
really
forget, Dr. Bill, that the leader of ISIS, Ala Baghdadi, is his real name is Simon Elliott. He is an Israeli Jew, born of Israeli Jewish parents. He is a Mossad agent who is very well trained in Arabic culture, language, and so forth. And he's running ISIS ISIS was created by the American CIA and the Israeli Mossad. It's funded
and also by Mr. McCain, Senator McCain from Arizona. He's been actually taking pictures of him in 2011 with ISIS and ISIL in Jordan, getting the training with CIA. McCain's actually posed for pictures with these guys. What do you think about that, Sheriff Dan?
Well, here's, I tell you, I think there are several people the federal government should be tried for treason. But I want to interject something here real quick. What you have is Sunni and Shiite, Republican and Democrat. They are both on the same side calling. What they will do is they will fight each other, but if a third person comes in, then they will turn on that person. So what they're doing is we have a single political party system, Dr. Bill, with two factions trying to bring in global socialism. That's what's at stake here.
Exactly. In fact, you'll see this, that they're looking for the Imam Mahdi. And it turns out the highest candidate I've seen for the Mahdi is Mr. Barack Obama.
You're correct.
And if you look at his name, it means Barack means lightning. And Obama, if you actually take it in his native Kenyan, it means fallen from heaven. So lightning fallen from heaven is the actual title of Lucifer.
That's correct. You're absolutely right.
You got to understand this, people. You have to understand that the most likely candidate for the Mahdi is Mr. Barack Obama. And when he leaves office this fall, he will be probably leaving office as a peacemaker. And, of course, moving on to more higher powers in terms of the United Nations, which is why when he went to war in Libya and elsewhere, he didn't ask Congress. He asked the United Nations Security Council if he could proceed.
You know, it's kind of funny that you should bring that up, Dr. Bill. There are third-hand rumors. I don't have any proof of this, that he's very seriously considering returning to Kenya with residence there. Now, I don't know that that's true, but that's coming out of the lore.
What I think he's moving toward is he will probably replace the current head of the United Nations, but he'll replace it as a new refurbished United Nations that will have a humanitarian and military service, and they're going to tie the funding of this new military rapid reaction force to a carbon tax and a world tax that everybody in every nation will have to pay as part of obedience to this new world government, because they want to have a giant force that can go to any country in the world, and no one should resist them because they've got these international treaties.
You're correct. Absolutely correct.
Yeah. And they're going to use it under terms of humanitarian aid.
Donald Trump will be elected, and he won't tolerate that, but time will tell.
Well, I think you're going to get a temporary period of peace, just like when Jonah, and the whale visited Nineveh, and it was a 40-year peace because the king rent his clothes and wore sackcloth and ashes and repented. Then it was a big city. It was 40 miles by 40 miles on the wall around the city. So it was a big city. Back then it was millions of people there. And the Ninevites did repent and temporarily were okay, but when they stopped repenting, they all got destroyed.
Well, if I can interject, Dr. Bill, it's all right to put a lot of this on Mr. Trump's shoulders, but to rebuild the nation, we have to start at the ground up. The local elections you've got to get out. And the people need to understand constitutional issues and get involved at the local level. We have to start down at the bottom to rebuild this, not from top down.
Oh, yeah. In fact, one of the most important things is the 10th Amendment, which is powers that were not given to the federal government, which are very limited, should automatically cede to the states, even territory that they call for the Bureau of Land Management and territory they want for naval supports or for even military bases. In fact, they're not supposed to even have a standing army in America. It should be a citizen-based army, which is part of the reason why they want the Second Amendment. The problem is that ideally people should be going with the local sheriff and actually training so that if they do have a catastrophe, the local people are the standing army that actually are able to kind of take care of the problems in their own community. That needs to happen. They need also skill sets like basic trauma life support, cardiac life support, tending wounds, have equipment and material in place so if a disaster happens and there's no transportation because they had a CME or some other disaster, the people can take care of the problem. The federal government's not going to be there. And in fact, if anything, they're going to compound the problem by, you know, I confronted the director of FEMA back in March of 2001, before 9/11, about the fact that their plan was to shoot to kill, incinerate body mass, put them in a body bag, not decontaminate people from radiological or biological terrorism, at the Adams Mark Hotel in downtown Denver. And I can tell you, I had to chase him out the conference room doors, yelling questions at him, and my buddies in the military were saying, Deagle, you're not going to get out of here alive. I said, watch me. People need to grasp the fact, if you aren't bold, you're not going to make it.
You know, you touched on a very good issue.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Health in America is becoming a top priority. Or maybe I should say, good health in the world is becoming a top priority. Maintaining a healthy body can be challenging. How about letting Life Change Tea help you? Our tea you make, you drink, and you benefit. Our unique blend of 8 different herbs helps you maintain good digestion, a healthy colon, and detoxes harmful toxins and parasites out of your body. And you know what? It tastes great! If you're wanting a change, a life change when it comes to health, log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. When you log on to our mobile-friendly website, you can read all the numerous testimonies of how Life Change Tea has helped so many people. We carry many, many beneficial products that help your health and keep you on track. GetTheTea.com. Kind of gets in your head, doesn't it? GetTheTea.com.
Dan Page, and of course, Tim Alexander. So a little scrambling there. We got our connections together. Dan, you were saying something on the break that you need to complete that thought, and then we'll have some comments by the Tim.
Yeah, what I was going to say is, you know, my specialty in the Army, Dr. Bill, one of many MOSs I had was psychological warfare. And the objective right now is to create chaos at all levels of our lives so that they can bring in the new world order. That's what right. This is all about.
Right, so the idea they're trying to promote, this is, by the way, UNEN, has 34 designations for sexual orientation and differentiation. Here in California, they had teach four-year-olds, you can decide your sexual preference at 4 years of age in preschool. It's obscene. And, of course, a lot of people say, well, why are they doing that? It's not because they like people that are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. It's not because they don't understand that this is a form of perversion on top of mental illness. No, it's they don't like these people necessarily. Just like they don't like Muslims. That's why the globalists are actually allying with the Muslims. They want to destroy them. They want to eventually produce a drone class of sexless individuals that if they do reproduce, whether they're lesbian, gay, or straight, they're going to have to submit their gametes to a globalist world government that will decide once their gametes are submitted, or if they don't have gametes, they'll make them from a punch biopsy of their skin, which they can do now, make basically fertilizable eggs and sperm from a punch biopsy of your skin, believe it or not.
You know, I learned
that sound like something from God or something from Satan.
I would have if that's the easiest test to answer. If it smells sulfury, it tastes bad, and it makes you want to vomit, it's probably from Satan.
You know, Dr. Bill, when I was still, before I retired from the Army, we were taught to something called learned helplessness, developed by Dr. Martin Singelman.
Right.
And basically what it is for the audience is they tested the dog on a hot plate, and the dog barked, and after a while the dog quit barking, and he accepted his fate. That's what's happening to us. We are starting to accept this without any resistance, and that's a wrong word. That's a wrong road to walk down right now.
Well, that's some of us. People like me have got, what they call mutant genes. You know, we're like, the X-Men. we cannot be beat down. As I mentioned this story before, the first time one of my teachers got wind of who Dr. Deagle was going to be, and she met me again in front of medical school, was the fact that...
Can't hear you.
Yeah, just a second. I'm still speaking, Tim. What happened is that she had told a story about all the children coming down as little angels and getting bodies here on Earth. And I said, "Teacher, Sister Marie Blackie, the story you've told the children, this is a Catholic private school, is a figment of your very productive imagination, and you're full of rope." And I was in grade one. And she took me out, Billy Diggle, out in the hall. So she strapped me, and she was panting, and she was huffing and puffing. And she said, "Is that enough, Billy Diggle?" I said, I don't know. "Are you tired yet?" And she realized when I met her in Forest View Medical School, she left the nunnery and had now five children, that she said, "I met you, Diggle. I knew you were going to become something." I said, "Yeah, I'm going to be a change agent for the world." And everyone out there needs to understand, whether you're a mother with one child at home, single mother in an apartment, or you're a taxi driver, or a doctor, or a chiropractor, we all need to be change agents. And believers, and I don't even like to use the word necessarily Christian, because it's actually a slur against believers in Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh. The real issue is, if we Shema, hear and do God's will, we have to be, as a believer, a verb, not a noun. We have to be an agent, almost like a cleanser against the ignorant stupidity. And remember now, the intellect and the emotions are all led by the Spirit. If the Spirit tells us the truth, we just accept it. But the problem is, people are so darkened now, even when the facts are laid out in front of them, like they're trying to shove, pedophiles into them, and they're actually charging, like, people. I remember one of the stories was a Ross store, where one of the Ross employees tried to stop a man going into a woman's change room, and... he was not dressed as a woman. He was dressed as a guy, and he wanted to go in there, and he was going to really... They actually charged, I think it was some kind of a charge against the employee, saying this was a sexual discrimination suit, and they actually are charging them. This isn't acceptable. This is over the top. This is the end of the road, okay?
You know what?
If judges and lawyers think they're going to do this to us, we're finished with them. We're finished. This is over.
Why do we have to put up with this kind of nonsense?
We shouldn't. That's the problem. People need to say we're done. We're done with Obama. We're done with his LGBT agenda, which is, again, a distraction, because what they're really doing, while they're putting up this smoke screen of all these things that horrifies us, they're getting ready to collapse the economy and get a cashless system called a mark. And it's going to come from America, not Brussels, not Beijing, not Moscow, not Johannesburg. It's going to come from this country if we don't repent.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyou.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyou.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The real reason, and I'm working with what I call all kinds of advanced prayer to try to get the spiritual word out to people. Mm-hmm. We can speak to people's intellect. We can speak to their emotions. The people that are spiritually tuned in and want to know the truth are tuned into programs like this on Republic Broadcasting. Unfortunately, even in the alternative media, there's a number of disinfo ops, people that are egomaniacs and mentally ill, and those people who just want to say, me too. I'm not doing this for ego. I'm doing this because I desperately care for God's people on earth, and I will do God's will until the last molecule of oxygen leaves my body, and my spirit returns completely to the Most High God in eternity. What people need to understand is we don't have the love of God in us, which is the spirit of the Eternal One. And by the way, heaven starts today. Eternity starts the day you serve God, and hell becomes evident when the body drops away. I refer to the word hell as He has lost our love. When we stop having a love relationship with the Creator God, who's the source of all truth and wisdom and knowledge, we only can do evil, whether it's financial evil, medical evil. For example, the Obamacare, in 2 years, is going to either tattoo or inject a chip in every American. People don't get that. They think I'm making it up. They don't realize there's also an ICD-9 code for the guillotine as a treatment in Obamacare. They think that I'm crazy.
Okay, no, you're
not. I'm sorry. You need to understand this, people. This ugliness is out there, and it's ready to pounce on you. And people like Donald Trump trying to feign that he doesn't really understand this. He knows that all hell is going to break loose. And he might have $10 billion in the bank and lots of hundreds of businesses. They can all be gone in a wisp, like a, as I say, a morning vapor on a high Scottish highland, like his, where his mother was from. You have to understand this, people. I am desperate to tell you the truth like a prophet of old, like Ezekiel or Isaiah and my ancestor Moses. I want you to know this. This is the end of the game. This is not like, and we're not talking about dispensational foolishness of most of the Christian churches. We're talking about facts on the ground that are ready to crunch us. Go ahead, Dan.
No, I was just going to say that I've read a little bit of the Obamacare, very, very little of it, but some of it. And there is a paragraph in there, I'm thinking section 1034 or something like that, where it plainly says that there will be an electronic monitoring device that each patient has to have in order to receive Obamacare. Now, right. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but you're absolutely correct.
I know exactly what it means. I met in October of 1998 after I did a talk at Catherine Cromwell's old church in downtown Denver. We had an international conference for the Prophecy Club. We had people from all over the world there. And during the day, our main evangelist for the conference got deathly ill. And the night before, I had a supernatural visitation that told me I was going to take over the conference. So I got a call early that morning that it was desperate for Stan Johnson, that he wanted me to take over. And what happened is that people don't understand what's going on is we're so close to disaster. So I went, so you take over, Dan. I've got to get some water here.
No, I was just going to say that it's, Dr. Bell, it's only going to take another minor catastrophe. And
well,
I
can tell you which one that is most likely, with 90% chance, is the collapse of Venezuela. It's within our so-called military sphere of influence. It's just on the northern coast of South America. It's the largest supply of oil, greater than the entire Middle East. It is a socialist country that has Russian and Chinese troops and military personnel already on site. Most people don't know that they also are housing Russian and Chinese missiles in Venezuela. Did you know that? Short and medium range nuclear missiles are sitting there, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis, in Venezuela, aimed toward the continental United States right now. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, well, I know that they've got him there, but I think of Venezuela, Dr. Bill, is a harbinger of what's about to be unleashed upon America.
Right, but the thing is that's going to cause a financial collapse because they're close to it, but it's also going to require a military invasion. We are going to have to, and this is not something that Trump's going to like to do, we're going to have to invade Venezuela because the Russians and Chinese can't project a long-range conventional war against us because we have 700 military bases. So the only way they can so-called take us out is either the weapon of indignations, which is an EMP attack or a nuclear attack against our military bases, which our government, by the way, is marking down our nuclear forces so that we become more vulnerable.
Dr. Bill, right now the Venezuelan armed forces are on alert and in the field because they fear an imminent American invasion.
Well, the reason why they fear an imminent invasion is because they've been collaborating with Russian and Chinese troops and military. Do you know that the Chinese Navy actually stops in ports in Venezuela? Are you aware of that? Are you aware that the Russians have got nuclear missiles there based, and entire divisions are sitting there in Chinese
divisions? Where are you getting this information that there are Russian...
I'm not going to disclose it, but I have very good sources, and I can tell you, people that are in the military, if they're listening to this program, can call in if they want to without their name being said, and they can collaborate that the fact is Venezuela is a sitting duck. And when that thing goes down, we're going to invade it, just like we're not talking about invading Panama, which is stupid back years ago. We're talking about something that, because just like the Cuban Missile Crisis, and by the way, after the Cuban Missile Crisis, people are not aware of this, that the choke chain of Russia having nuclear missiles sitting in Cuba occurred for 2.5 decades after the Cuban Missile Crisis, when we lost to the War of the Bay of Pigs. Those missiles were still in place there, though they were the ones that were obvious that could be seen by photographs from space were hidden in caves and so on. Those nuclear missiles were still parked there for decades after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, part of a deal with the Russians. What do you think of that?
Dr. Bill, I've been missing a good deal of the program. I guess we're losing it to the storms.
Well, you know, what I want to do is I want people to kind of grasp that the globalists are setting up a dialectic here, and the Russians and Chinese are not our friends. We've had Joel Skousen on here repeatedly. A lot of people think Putin's a good guy. Putin is a mafia leader. He presents a good case, and he's a good politician. But the fact is, he takes a cut of everything. That's why he's worth $40 billion. Putin is one of the richest men on earth. What people start to grasp is where it said these globalists, and by the way, all of them are players, including Mr. Putin and Deng Xiaoping of China, who went to University of South Carolina. They're all players in the globalist game, and it's a very ugly, satanic game. And part of that, of their process, is to create the danger of nuclear war, pestilence, and climate change to collapse and destroy most of the population of Earth. They want to get rid of anywhere from 85 to 90% of the population, and they're getting ready to do it.
Well, I think you're right, sad to say. That's what the World War III is designed to do.
Right, but they don't realize the first and most likely theater of operation is not in the Middle East and Syria, it's Venezuela. That's the most likely thing to happen next.
I think we may have it in several places. I think it's designed...
That's the first one. I'll tell you what's the first, because Venezuela, if the economy crashes, the derivatives market will crash because it's directly linked to the price of oil. And if Venezuela's economy crashes, you're going to see a domino effect with the economy and the convergence. Basically, South American currencies will collapse, and that will cause a what's called a credit collapse around the world. That'll collapse all currencies, and you're going to start moving it toward this system that the globalists want to collapse all the currencies of the BRICS nations, which they're about to do. They're already making deals with India, which they're trying to pretend they're not making deals. That's why the sale last year of $183 billion worth of nuclear reactors to India is tied to military weapons. And even if they're doing war games with China and Russia, you have to understand.
Yeah, if you look at what's happening with India, it points towards the Third World War. India is part of the BRICS nations. But she has a continuing problem with Pakistan. Pakistan is becoming a major nuclear power. One factory alone is kicking out 50 thermonuclear bombs a year, and that's a new factory. They have other atomic
production. And by the way, AQ Khan got all the technology during the Clinton years, specifically gave nuclear technology. And, in fact, they didn't close off the gate to get into the access to the nuclear technology until the second year of the second term of George Bush Jr. Do you know that gate was wide open to AQ Khan and his confreres and Waziristan to make nukes and advance the technology? Until the sixth year of the second of the presidency of George W. People don't know that, do they?
No, they don't.
What they don't understand is our government is collaborating with globalism. And in fact, we're the Golem, the proxy, because they call it the American dollar. It's not the American dollar. It's a Fed Reserve note.
So, well, we are the enforcement arm for the global banking cartel and right. The Khazarian mafia. The British Empire was designed to be that, and it was until it basically was bred dry in the First and Second World Wars. And we're now the replacement. Why do you think we have...
We're the enforcer, but the replacement is the UN. The UN is the reincarnation of the British Empire. 57 of the 183 nations in the United Nations are basically Commonwealth nations that are under the British Empire. And by the way, it includes India. India is a Commonwealth nation and has still connections to the British Empire, and their education system is British. People need to know that. Which is why they're a much better candidate rather than China, where very few people speak fluent English. Than in India. I mean, you can get code written in Delhi, India, very easily. You can contract out at one-fifth the cost it would cost you in America to write computer code by contacting fairly competent computer coders and mathematicians in India without spending a fortune. People don't grasp all these things, and it's all tied to the Londonistan, London. It's all tied to the British banking system in America, the literally head of world governments for the United Nations. The UN already is the quote, you know, shadow world government tied directly to the secret agencies. So, Dan, any comments, Dan?
I think we've been offline, Dr. Bill. I missed several part of the conversation.
So you were getting bumped off with the lightning, I guess.
Right. It's terrible here right now.
Okay, well, you're back on. So I want you to hear some comments about special information that you have when you come on John Moore's show that shows how close we are, because I expect a major correction of the economy this year. I expect a major thrust toward a peace treaty in the Middle East. I see a major collapse of the dollar system, financial system, occurring this year, including very likely an invasion of Venezuela. And when they start discovering that the Russian and Chinese base military and naval bases there and nuclear weapons, they're going to freak out. They're going to realize that what Dr. Deagle's saying, they better damn well pay attention to, because the Russians and the Chinese are, on the one hand, our most favored nation, trading status like China. They're not our buddies. And they've got this false hubris that's been fed to them for three decades that somehow they can take on America. And I wanted to say to you, Chinese and Russians, if you even think that you can take on America with Donald Trump as president, he can actually activate U.S. Space Command and with firing one missile or one bullet, every citizen in your nation will drop dead in 10 seconds. You need to know that. You need to know. They don't need to spin a biological weapon or send a nuclear missile or these other things. We have technology that's so advanced, you can't imagine what will happen to you and your populations. And the only reason that the fear drives them, because I remember talking to a storage tech employee that worked at the Russian nuclear navy. He said, "We Russians, and by the Russians, always worry about you gave us nuclear materials at end of Second World War. You gave us nuclear technology for decades. We knew you always had something worse in closet. So we never thought we'd have exchange with America because it would be annihilation of Mother
Russia." Are you there?
Yeah. So, in other words, annihilation of Mother Russia would occur. You can hear me now, Dan. If the Russians or the Chinese ever tried to do an attack. So people need to grasp that we are literally, and then they know this kind of, because although there's an open line through the state of it's a real hell, Israel, to pass technology to our potential enemies in the Middle East, including Middle Eastern countries like Saudi Arabia. 30 years ago, they asked for nuclear material missiles and nuclear technology. Yes, we are back. We had nuclear missiles and nuclear technology that the Saudis asked for. So what they did is our State Department and the other people say, well, don't get them directly from us. Get it to our proxy, Mr. AQ Khan up in Waziristan, the nuclear materials. And the Chinese said, oh, problem, no problem. We'll supply the CC-3 missiles to now hit over 3,500-mile radius from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, their nuclear missiles. So Riyadh has all nuclear missiles. And by the way, Saudi Arabia is totally lockstep with the state of it's a real hell. They have conjoined secret agents that are actually members of both the Mossad and the Saudi security forces. People need to know this. They don't know it. They wonder, why is the Saudi Arabia attacking Israel? Why does ISIS not attack Israel? If you're sick and you get shot or hurt in ISIS, you go to an Israeli hospital. Let's face the music here, okay? So when
Dr. Bell, if you know all this stuff, you become aware that we are witnessing a giant con job, a giant lie, being perpetrated against the American people and the people of the world. You know, when the Russians went in, within a month, they had done more damage to ISIS than
yes,
we
had
in
over a year. Yeah, we're back. Yeah, please continue, Tim.
Well, the Russians did more damage in a month than we had done in over a year.
Well, when you bomb a previously bombed town, when you bomb a town 200 times and the rubbles are being made into smaller rubble, what the hell are you talking about? So the problem is that
everything out of Washington anymore is a lie.
Right. In fact, I saw an interview on 60 Minutes a month ago where they had one of their female broadcasters, and she was really good. She nailed this Air Force guy down, that they only agreed to 15% of the requests from Iraq through the government channels, and they will not work with the Iraqi Shiite militia forces trying to fight ISIS and ISIL through Levant, because they don't want to call in military airstrikes to actually help out the military. So the people, including Iranian forces that have come across to try to fight ISIS, the U.S. government and the Air Force are not collaborating at all. They're full of it. They're sickening. And, in fact, these people in the military should be charged with court-martials for not doing their job and listening to Obama that says, rebomb villages that are already bombed into rubble over and over and over again. And when the Russians go in and actually said, we're going to do the job, you know, no wonder Trump is saying, hey, we like the Russians doing this. I guarantee the first call that Trump is going to do is the carrier to bring the jobs back to the U.S. for Carrier air conditioning. The second call is going to be to Vlad. Now, Vlad's not a great guy. Remember, Vlad is well-served, very high IQ, doesn't drink vodka, and he takes a cut like a mafia don. But he wants to protect Mother Russia, and he wants a deal with us so we bring technology to Russia. He wants to collaborate with the West. In fact, if it wasn't for Russia, we would have been overtaken by Britain back in the Civil War. And people don't know this, that Russia actually intervened to stop that happening, and so did France. So what people should start to grasp here is that we are very close to a catastrophe where if our leadership is not careful of being tied to globalists, that's why I worry about people like McCain. I worry about even his appointee, Chris Christie of New Jersey, being appointed. Is he an insider? I don't know. It looks to me like he may well be, and depending on the cabinet he appoints for Trump, he might basically kind of cut short whatever Trump's going to do that's positive. But America doesn't get its act together. We're going to get hauled into an invasion of Venezuela. We're going to discover that they have nuclear materials in military bases in Venezuela. We're going to realize that they purposely set us up, just like Trump says, why didn't we keep the oil? Now ISIS has the oil, and G20 nations are buying the damn stuff, and we're not stopping it. If we stopped it, we'd choke off their money tomorrow if we wouldn't accept it to the G20. Why? Why are we buying it? Because we're criminals, and we got to face it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
We've got some real trouble with Dan Page connecting and even getting a hold of Tim. And Dan, I'd like you to make some comments on Tim in this last segment, but we need a. I'd like to do a follow-up, if we can, on live stream, gentlemen, to the show today, because, you know, the dark side, the side of evil, is trying to counteract what I call the spirit words we're saying to the people, which transcend beyond intellect and beyond emotion. People need to realize that the time of the end is here, that the apocalypse is an unveiling of spiritual truth that transcends intellectual truth and emotion. And that's happening right now. People around the world are fed up with government. They're fed up with the satanic agenda. They know that this LGBT thing is literally create a sexless underclass of drones. They know that they're trying to impoverish everybody, and only a tiny clique of the top elite will have any dispensable money. They want to have a total socialist control matrix where everybody is tagged and tracked. It will be disgusting. It'll be worse than the worst aspects of the Matrix movie. So, Dan, your comments.
No, you're absolutely correct. We are in an asymmetrical warfare conflict right now. It's called soft approach, and they're using everything they can to bring down the United States, because if we catch a cold, the rest of the world is going to catch pneumonia. So you're absolutely correct on what you touched on.
Please continue. Yep.
No, you touched on something a while ago. You touched on several topics. I don't think we're going to have much time between now and the year. I think there's a lot of disinformation out here that you touched on a while ago. So we need to listen to programs like you got so that we will stay on top of authentic information.
I want to make a comment and get your response. The latest movie that's come out with, I think, World Net Daily is what's called Amerigen. And it says that the Russians are going to attack us with an EMP weapon. I'm going to say this to you Russians or anybody else, including Iran. Number one, we have not only anti-missile systems in space in many kind of layers, but we also have retaliatory response that you cannot imagine what will happen if you try to hit us with a military weapon like an EMP. They won't do it because they know the response will be so devastating there won't be any existing people above ground or underground. Number two, so that's firstly all this Armageddon stuff is because they want to put they want to spook the population, like spook the herd, so they can kill some of the weaker elements of the herd, like a herd of wildebeest.
Correct.
When I hear these disinfo ops, and there's a number of them out there trying to really push Armageddon and the weapon of indignation, this is not going to happen. What they want to do is they want to have multi-site Islamic terrorism. So number one, the Muslims are hated, so they can have their third crusade, the third woe called in the Bible. We're going to have Jonathan Gray, he'll be on tomorrow. They want to have a situation where people beg for the mark so they can go to a theater, a stadium, or a shopping center, and with an ID make certain that nobody's carrying a nail bomb or a biological or radiological weapon. People are going to beg for the mark. They're not going to ask for it. Secondly, it's part of the healthcare system. They want to refurbish the healthcare system. They're going to, quote, reform it, all right. I was told in 1998 that the only way they're going to bring in the mark of the beast and the total control matrix is they bring in nationalized healthcare, and it won't be a nice healthcare system or even a socialist one like Canada or Britain. No. This will be a noxious New World Order system where they have death panels, guillotines, and intractable chips or tattoos. People say, no, they're not doing this. They got death panels. If you're 72 and need a clipped aneurysm, the death panel meets on Tuesday, and if it doesn't do it in 2 hours, your neurosurgeon, your vascular surgeon, you're dead. That's happening today. They're killing Americans with Obama's death panels, and the Joker sits in the White House in the Situation Room on Tuesday determining who's going to die with a drone kill. Or second strike to kill the EMTs and try to save people from bleeding out.
You know, Dr. Bell, if you think they can't do major events that change everything, just look at Europe. 2 years ago, you didn't have an influx of Muslim so-called refugees.
Exactly.
Now you've got over 5 million.
I will be calling you right after the show. We'll do an update on live stream. Nutramedical 1, if you want to make a comment. Nutramedical 1 on Skype.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.